Man, I want to tell y'all something, man. Man, I'm not gonna let these material things get in my way, y'all. I'm trying to get somewhere.
Welcome to Heroic Single Men. This is installment number 4, and I'm your host, Greg Ziegler. Who is forming your manhood? What are the dominant male examples in your life teaching you about things like priorities and sexuality, money, relating to women, and faith? It's common for single guys to get a significant amount of their, quote, education about how they should live as men from their peers and from media such as movies and video games, TV, even YouTube, and things like that. Stop and assess what you're learning from your peers and the culture around you. How are they helping you with the priorities that we've looked at in this series, toward either your calling to marriage or to celibate service, toward the milestones of manhood, in your watchfulness against your spiritual enemy? Are you being helped or are you being hurt by the company you choose? Godly men are formed in the company of other godly men. This truth calls you to be discerning about your friends and about what you consume from the culture around you, but it also calls you to be intentional about learning from mentors, godly men who are further down the road maybe than you are. In his letters to Timothy and to Titus, Paul demonstrates the value of younger men learning from older men. He talks about that biblical manhood depends on the formative instruction and example of older men who provide mentoring in 3 specific categories. Category number 1 is counsel. It's been said that life is too short to learn everything through trial and error. Christian men who are further along in life can offer wise counsel about common dead ends and roadblocks if you're willing to humble yourself and ask for advice. Also, the area of modeling. Too many guys have never seen biblical manhood lived out in the wild or in real life. Maybe you missed out on having a dad or an uncle or a coach who could provide models for you to follow. But Christian mentors can help fill that gap in your life. And then finally, the area of accountability. Mentors can shape you by providing an accountability structure. One of the primary ways guys become men is through making and keeping commitments. Older men can hold you accountable to those commitments. Unfortunately, the demand for mentoring tends to outpace the supply. You need to be intentional about cultivating a mentoring relationship. But here are some steps that you can take now to find and engage mentors. One idea might be to join a church, a small group. The many one another verses in the New Testament, such as love one another, or serve one another, or pray for one another, require regular, committed fellowship with other members of the body of Christ. When you gather with others in the context of a small group, you'll find natural opportunities for discipleship and mentorship. Then observe. Paul said, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ." That's what he told the Corinthians. Watch in your church for men who are seeking to imitate Christ and learn from their instruction and their example. And finally, ask. After you've observed godly men for a while, seek them out. Ask them if you can meet them for a coffee or for a meal, for a game, or some other opportunity to connect and to get some advice. And don't ask for a long-term mentoring commitment, but instead, maybe prepare 2 to 3 specific initial questions to ask, and then just see where the relationship goes from there. If you want to get somewhere, you've got to be intentional about taking steps in the right direction. Have a great day in the Lord.